5 Ways to Know That Krishna is Samadashi, by Krishna's Mercy. Quote, an old woman in Vrindavan, present at the time of Krishna's pastimes, once stated in surprise, "How wonderful it is that Krishna, who owns the hearts of all the young girls of Brajabhumi, can nicely speak the language of Brajabhumi with the gopis, while in Sanskrit he speaks with the demigods, and in the language of the animals he can even speak with the cows and buffalo. Similarly, in the language of the Kashmir province, and with the parrots and other birds, as well as in most common languages, Krishna is so expressive." The Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 21. It's an indication of advancement in spiritual life. When covered by the ignorance of Maya, there is one distinction after another, Vishesha. So many differences, continuing through the passage of time. Through knowledge gathered by experience and also accepted from others, slowly the distinctions diminish and there is some sameness seen. Quote, the humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle Brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog and a dog-eater, outcast. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 5.18. The wise person reaches the stage where the equality of vision is the only way they see. They know that the distinctions are due to matter only. There really is no difference between the cow and the elephant. The human being is just like the dog. It has an animating spark inside, covered by a certain kind of body. The quality of that spark is the same in all living things. This high platform of understanding is certainly difficult to reach, but not impossible. The vision is inherent to living itself, as the quality is passed on from the origin of spirit. He, too, sees with an equal vision. The notable difference is that he never falls into ignorance. Never does he lack this vision, and proof is there in the expansion known as the Supersoul. The Supersoul in the personal form sometimes descends to this world and others, exhibiting the equality of vision through words and deeds. 1. The Sun. The Vedas say that one way to know God is through the creation. Take everything that exists. The objects don't have to be physically collected, just contemplating the aggregate is enough for this exercise. Now that you have everything, know that God is the origin, He is the source. Everything emanates from Him. Quote, I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 10.8. One of those objects is the sun. It is the epitome of Samadashi. It looks upon everything equally. It does not consider that a certain area has received too much sunlight lately. It doesn't redistribute its wealth, which is in the form of heat and light. The sun is there for everyone. Too much exposure causes damage to the body, and too little is harmful as well, but the sun is not to blame in either case. 2. Water. This is one of the gross elements in a material existence, and like the sun it is vital for sustaining life. Water is a physical substance, so it has certain properties. It reacts in certain ways when combined with other substances. The reactions are so predictable that there is a science based on the study, which is rooted in observation and experiment. That science has laws that are never broken. As water comes from God, this is further evidence of His equal vision. The water that He creates does not discriminate. 3. Food. Water and sunlight combine to produce food, which is necessary to keep life going. Food may be abundant in certain areas and scarce in others, but again the object itself does not play favorites. It does not consider that since a rich person has plenty available it won't react the same way. The pizza has the same taste regardless of the person eating it. 4. Sounds of the Vedas. The Sanskrit word Veda means knowledge, and the Vedas are a collection of scriptural works containing the most essential knowledge for both surviving and thriving going forward. Rewards in the present lifetime are referred to as Svarta, and those manifesting in the afterlife are Paramarta. Bhakti is the highest reward since it brings pleasure, happiness, joy, excitement, and satisfaction in any condition. A devotee could be living in the hellish region and still be happy since they have some kind of association with God the person. That association can be created through something as simple as sound, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Though this sound is produced through a language known as Sanskrit, the effects are neither limited nor restricted. The sound of Krishna brings Krishna to any person who produces it. The sounds of the Vedas are there to bring the highest reward to any person. It is purifying for every soul, regardless of the body type they are in. Those Vedas are non-different from God Himself. 5. His dealings in Vrindavan. As mentioned before, sometimes the divine in the physical form descends to this world and others. In the original, all-attractive transcendental body of Sri Krishna, God spends a significant amount of time in the land of Vrindavan. What is special about this place is that only devotees live there. In other areas, sometimes there are adversaries, worthy opponents who clash with God as part of a real-life drama intended to teach many lessons simultaneously. In Vrindavan, the living beings are not all the same externally. There are parents, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends, both male and female. There are peacocks, parrots, bees, deer, and cows. The tie that binds everyone together is the love for Sri Krishna, who reciprocates by giving endless opportunities for service. Quote, "I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him." Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.9. He is Samadarshi to the countless spirit souls traveling through the cycle of birth and death. He is inside of both the sinner and the saint. The nature of the experience corresponds directly to the degree to which God's presence is acknowledged and appreciated. In Vrindavan, everyone is a devotee, and so they are considered a friend to Krishna. He applies the equal vision to them as well, since the devotion is pure. It is said that the sweeper in the temple is as dear to Krishna as the traveling preacher. The idea is that whatever situation a person finds themselves in, whatever qualities they have, they should take advantage of the opportunity for bhakti yoga, devotional service, and make their life perfect. In closing, cat, dog, parrot, cow and bee. In material world, distinctions to see. But actually same on the inside. Since spirit soul to preside. Equality of vision proof from the sun. Water and food discriminating none. Sri Krishna in Vrindavan dealing with love towards all living beings.